friends is a breeze through. Don't you know it's 2 in the morning and our party's still jumping? Cause my mama ain't home. I got the bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you want to do, ho? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. Turn off the lights and close the doors. But what? We don't love them whores, and we gonna smoke in house to that. G's up, hoes down, like you motherfuckers bounce to that.
KXRN LP
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
I've been fighting this feeling for days. I've been walking in shadows, I heard him say. Be careful with the messages you send, or you never scale the walls which I defend. Oh no, oh no, oh, give me a summertime groove.
Okay, that was Summertime Groove by Pilot Two Hill. What an amazing song. One of their new songs from their new album. This is Krista, Frankie, and Mary from Laguna Sound. We are so excited to be here for this KXFM takeover.
So happy.
They rock. I mean, living in Laguna is the most amazing thing already. And we have our own radio station. I mean, come on. What do you think about that, Mary?
I'm really, really vibing with that song.
I know. So, Frankie, we have listened to this station for so long, and Mary just moved here to Laguna. How many months ago?
5 months ago. And so glad to be here.
And we just appreciate this station. They do so much for the community, and we really want to ask if you could think about making a donation to support this awesome station. They do so much. They play the most amazing music, local artists. They have local news, so many things that help us all in our amazing Laguna lifestyle. So, Frankie, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I want to thank Tyler and Monica and Alyssa and Ed and the entire KXFM team. You know, I listen to them daily on a regular basis, and I probably take them for granted sometimes, but they just provide me so much entertainment and news, and they do a great job with the community. And I love that they're all at all of the local events, and they support Laguna businesses like our business. And so we're super thankful for the team, and we're so happy and honored to be able to do this here today. So please do call in. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to get your donations. We got Alyssa, who's doing a fantastic job engineering for us. And I know we already have some callers online.
We do. Mary, did you have anything to add before we talk to our caller?
No, let's get to our caller.
Let's do it. Okay, who do we have? I think we might have Pilot, who's actually... Let's see, do I hear them calling in?
So do we have Pilot Two Hill on the phone?
Can you hear me?
All right, we're waiting to...
Can you hear me?
It's so nice to give back to the community.
It really is. And we're just working on getting our caller over here. I think it's Pilot Two Hill, who just finished up an album.
So Pilot Two Hill is a local Laguna Beach artist. He's toured with some pretty phenomenal people, artists. He just dropped a new album and has a new video out. So we're very excited to talk to him about what this new album's about, and also to figure out what he's doing during these COVID times and what kind of plans they have in the future.
All right, so let's see if we can get that sound in from our caller. If not, we could go to our next song.
Yeah, we can play another song.
Or why don't we do that? Why don't we do our next song, Look So Good by Pilot Two Hill, and we'll get them on the line next.
Or I'll fall hard. I can't take it no more.
Okay, that was Look So Good, again, by Pilot Two Hill, local artist, local band, new album. Love that song. So I think we have them on the line.
Pilot,
hi, guys.
Oh, hey. There he is.
We got you.
We got you. So tell us about this new album and video, actually, I think.
Yeah, I love the music video.
New album is called Last Butterfly, and it was produced in South Central by Mark Keitel Jr. Lowe. And it's basically a collection of songs that have been floating around for a couple of years that we finally just put everything together and released it because, you know, there's nothing to do but create and make stuff during COVID. So we finally got it together and released it September.
Awesome. And you're right. I mean, what is it like being an artist in these COVID times? Anything else you'd like to share on your experience?
Everyone I know is, you know, trying to do some other line of work because there's just, you know, there's no touring. There's just really not much to do except create, which that's my favorite part of it anyway, which is cool, but definitely miss playing gigs and just meeting, interacting with people and fans and friends and stuff. So
absolutely.
Trying to stay sane.
And you are a local Laguna resident. What's your favorite place to play when you get to be back out there in Laguna? Where are you gonna play live?
Any place in town is fun. I guess the Cliff is the most fun in the summer months just because it's outside and it's kind of like almost a house party vibe.
Oh, yeah. Those sunsets and the fire pit. That place is so much fun.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong there.
Yeah. Well, what's next on the plate for Pilot?
Well, I'm recording now with Frank at Laguna Sound. We're working on a single.
Nice.
And
love that.
That's pretty much the next thing in the queue. I was just down there the other night with Frank and Tommy Benson and just working on an idea and trying to finish that right now. So that's the absolute next thing on the plate.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, we love the songs and love the energy that you bring to Laguna with your music. And just hang in there with COVID. We'll get through this together. And please, you know, stay on the line. So happy to have your support for KXFM. Frank, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, Pilot, so where can people get in touch with you? Like, what's the Instagram handles and stuff like that?
Everything's pretty much Pilot Two Hill, PilotTouHill. I'd say out of all the platforms, I'm mostly on Instagram the most. So you want to leave a comment or ask a question or get some info.
When's your next live stream?
Yeah, you guys have some live streams.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a great question.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to.
Perhaps someone from the Laguna Sound family can answer that.
It's really exciting when you guys do that.
We'll have to post something
we'll
soon.
We'll definitely have to do something soon.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was so great to catch up with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Love Laguna Sound. Love the radio station. Thanks for always supporting and playing the music. Really
thanks, Pilot. Love you too, man.
Right on.
All right, man. You guys have a great night. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. So I think we have another song coming up called Hiding.
Yeah, so let me talk about this song. So this song, we got a local young artist, and hopefully she'll call in because I'd love to talk to her. Her name is Whitney Weinfordner, and she did a song that she recorded and wrote and produced with a producer, and we had the privilege of mixing it at and mastering it at Laguna Sound. And so this is a song that she wrote called Hiding.
Practice smiling in the bedroom mirror. Head is overwhelmed. fill the hole with too many calories. Clearly need you to keep me sane. It's getting lonelier every day.
All right, that was Hiding. What an amazing song by Whitney Weinfordner. Oh my gosh, I love it. It's just so gorgeous.
It's so nice to have young artists in our studio. I mean, we've had quite a few in Laguna Sound, and we're very fortunate. That song just blew me away.
Yeah, we really want to support those young artists and see where they go. So we know she has a really bright future.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to Whitney. I know she was online before, and I think we got disconnected with her. So I'd love for her to call back.
Yeah, please call back, Whitney. And I think we have a different caller on the line, though, right now.
Next.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Wyland.
All right.
We have.
Yeah, how's it? I'm right down the street here in Laguna.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Well, you're such a world traveler, so it's hard to know where you are at any moment. But we're happy to have you back in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, no, hey, listen, we could have put a couple of cans and a long string.
Yeah.
Old school.
Absolutely.
We have the well-known muralist, author, music producer. The list goes on. Thank you for coming on, Wyland.
Happy to be on, and definitely want to donate $100 and challenge everybody else to support your cause.
Oh, that's so amazing.
So generous of you. That Thank you makes, so much.
Yeah, really, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I donate more, but we donate to at least 1,000 and sometimes over 2,000 individuals and groups a year. So we always try to be charity minded and support all these great causes.
Well, we're so blessed to have you call in, and thank you so much. And we want to talk to you about sort of what's going on with sort of Wyland Art. And we know you're doing a ton of great things with the Wyland Foundation, the Clean Water and a Healthy Ocean Initiative. So maybe just tell
shout
us.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, Wyland. Big yeah, shout out to Wyland Foundation.
So many great causes.
So tell
thanks, guys. Well, we just had our 27-year anniversary, and we had to do it virtual because of the Rona. But it was really good. And Dr. Sylvia Earle from Mission Blue actually did like a 20-minute nice talk for everybody that was on. And she's such an amazing lady. I have the highest regard for her. She's kind of like Jacques Cousteau on steroids.
Yeah.
And If you get a chance, everybody listening, go to Mission Blue and check out the work that Dr. Sylvia Earle is doing to protect the ocean, you know, the heart of the planet. And, you know, the Wyland Foundation is working with them, and our mission is to protect the rivers of the planet, you know, which are the arteries, you know, the freshwater habitat. So we're going to join forces because, you know, at the end of the day, you can't protect the ocean without thinking about the freshwater.
Yeah.
So that's what the Wyland Foundation's been really focused on, trying to encourage people to be water wise. And by the way, Laguna Beach won again the National Water Challenge.
I know, that's so fantastic.
Yes. Shout out to Laguna. This place just gets better and better.
And you know,
unbelievable.
What?
You know, Laguna's always had hippies and surfers. So, you know, we're environmental minded, and that's always good to see your hometown win. And a couple of years ago, too, Toyota sponsors us. And they give us a Prius at that time, and we got to give it to a gal that graduated from Laguna Beach High School. So we got to present it here at Wyland Gallery.
Wow.
Super cool.
Awesome. Well, I think we're going to be playing some of your music.
Yeah, and we know, too, you just came out with your new book, The Legend of the Seawalker.
The Legend of Seawalker. And, you know, I made some music after I went to the Gulf oil spill about 10 years ago. I was so upset about it that I wrote 60 original blues songs, and we recorded it, you know, at the day after Jazz Fest. Of course, we all went to Jazz Fest for the last weekend, 4 days, and then Taj Mahal. Nick I from Common Sense, that's from Laguna, was a superstar on it. But we had 38 of the greatest blues artists in the world, Marcellus, you name it, Steve Turay,
wow.
All these great giants, and Taj Mahal, the maestro. And anyway, we recorded 38 songs in 5 days in New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh. That's a record.
Studio.
Wow.
We would have done more if we did it at your studio in Laguna.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's right. Let's do it next time.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, Y, and we're definitely going to come by the studio and say hello. We encourage all of our listeners to drop by the Weiland studio and take a look at the Weiland Foundation. We'd love for you guys to support that as well. Such a great cause and meaningful things that they're doing there. So Weiland,
I appreciate you guys. Everybody donate now. Everybody get in there and support these guys.
Everyone follow
Weiland. Only radio station. We love you guys.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on to the phone, Weiland, and Alyssa's going to get that information for you. And we're going to jump in and play a song of yours.
Little Ocean Pearl. It's about a mermaid with green eyes.
Awesome. Oh. We can't wait to hear it.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Here we go.
Bye, Nick. Guy. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Here it goes with Little Ocean Pearl by Weiland.
Ocean Pearl.
was an awesome song, by the way, by Weiland.
I'm still dancing.
I know, Little Ocean Pearl. Dancing, oh my gosh, yeah. We are just having way too much fun here. But who do we have on the phone? I think we have Barbara.
Hi.
Hey, Barbara. Babs. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. I just wanted to thank the guest DJs, Chris and Frank, for introducing me to KXFM. I started listening to it earlier today, and it's a great station, and they're there for a great cause. We're out every night driving along the coast. I have a son who's autistic, and so it's some great music, and we're happy to find you guys and happy to be a part of it.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Barbara. We saw your donation today. We're so grateful for that. That was so awesome, and so glad you called in.
Of course. You guys are going to enjoy the rest of the evening with you, and thanks for letting us be a part of it.
Thank you so much, Babs. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, we wished you were here with us dancing our way over here in the studio. Barbara has all the good dance moves. She's a good friend of mine. So anyway, thank you so much, Babs.
Awesome. Love you all.
Love you too. All right. I think we have another caller. Is it Jess?
We got the fantastic Jess on the line.
Yes.
Campbell from Sports for Positivity podcast.
Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi,
we
Jess.
We can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Hi. So good to be here with you. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. We love your podcast. Oh, my gosh. Sports for Positivity. Tell us about it.
That's right. Well, first and foremost, we record at the beautiful Laguna Sound Studio in Laguna Beach, California with Frank and Mary. Thank you guys for having us on. So the show is all about how we interview prominent sports and entertainment figures who use their voice and platform to cultivate positivity and give back to their communities. And I do this with my amazing co-host, Ernest Baskerville, and all around, we have a great team and a great show. So thank you guys.
Guys have had some like really ridiculous types of guests on. I mean, like
amazing.
Famous people.
Yeah.
And tell us about the types of guests that you've had and what you guys have planned going forward.
Yeah, well, let me just name a few. So we have Sean Farnham, ESPN analyst, Jesse Sapulo, four-time Super Bowl champion, Sam Lugano, the voice of the LA Rams, Ryan Hollins, NBA player, Nicole Rodriguez, CEO of NRPR and former Raiderette, Chase Griffin, UCLA quarterback, Trent Irwin, Bengals wide receiver.
I think we're going to take all night.
I know.
I know.
She just has a few to mention.
Next.
Owner of the Steelers.
Those are some great guys.
Yeah. Coming up next, we have the owner of the Steelers coming on, Jim Rooney. And Jeremy Duru as well. So that is super exciting. It'll be coming out next week. And you guys are the first to hear that it's coming out. So there you go. You just had it here.
So where can people listen to the show, Jess?
I'm so sorry. It broke up. What did you say?
Where can people find the show, the podcast?
Oh, my gosh. Everywhere. Type in Sports for Positivity and you'll find it. You can go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Sports for Positivity, and it'll be right there.
And it looks like it's Sports and then the number 4 Positivity, correct?
Yes. The number 4.
That is so cool. And I love your message. I mean, what kind of inspiration do you get from these amazing sports members? I mean, can you give us like an example of one of the inspirational stories that you've heard?
Yeah, you know what? It's great because we're able to spread some positivity and spread some good causes as well through all of our guests. So if you'll listen to the show, you'll see that every guest that we have come on is linked to a charity and gives back to others in some way.
Oh, wow.
For example, Sean Farnham is very passionate about finding a cure for cancer. And through our episode, we've actually brought more awareness to the organization Coaches Versus Cancer and ESPN's the V Foundation. And so this way, we're allowing people with that same passion to find new ways to help and get involved. So that's been truly inspirational and such a blessing.
Wow, that is so cool. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. What a great cause.
Thank you so much, Jess, for calling in. We love having you come into Laguna and record your podcast. We feel very fortunate to be part of it. Thank you for calling in and supporting us during KXFM during this takeover.
Yes.
And
can't wait for
thank
the next
you.
Show.
Yeah, we cannot wait for the next show.
All right.
Yes, everyone go donate. This is an amazing station. You guys are awesome. Keep it up.
All right. You go, girl.
All right. So I think we're going to play another song now. This is one of my favorite artists, another Laguna local, Ethan Staus. He released an album this past year. I know that he started playing live again. You know, that'll probably change with the latest changes to California's COVID plan. But this song is called You're With Me Now by Ethan Staus.
All right, Ethan.
Mm-hmm. City lights gonna push me through. Sleeping all night at the edge of the bed. Nightmares running through my head. But oh, you're with me now. Whiskey don't seem to taste right. Sit alone and you drink all night. Firelight show hypnotized. All the things my soul hides. But oh, you're with me now. City town all day long, and the sun goes down. What's the use, baby? What's the use? You're my love, and I feel an abuse. But oh, you're with me now. Friends seem to come and go, left in the wake of this old time show. It's happened before and it'll happen again. You love one another and then it's the end. But oh, you're with me now.
She was on earlier and we lost her. Whitney, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, Whitney. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Hi, Frank.
Your song Hiding is just so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thank you for playing it. I really appreciate it. Yeah, no one's heard it yet, really, so except a few of my close friends and family, so.
Oh, wow.
That's such a deep song, Whitney, for such a young artist like you. That's the kind of thing that kind of surprised me the most, is the depth that the song has. I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Fiona Apple, a little bit of Billie Eilish. I mean, it's just a great sound.
But still,
too.
Like, original, like her own sound at the same time,
yeah,
which is
totally.
So nice.
What inspired you
to
write that song?
Well, a lot of the inspiration came from my experiences in high school. I didn't have the best experience and, you know, it just really affected me. So I have a lot of anxiety, social anxiety and like disordered eating I talk about, and, just felt really isolated. So, I felt pretty invisible. So that's kind of why it's called Hiding. And, you know, I'm asking, like, what do we all share one brain? Are we all the same person? Like, one is even.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
That is such a beautiful story. And it's so amazing that you took the power from that and turned into something so beautiful that now you can share with other people and share your story others that might have the same challenges.
You do not need to hide anymore, Whitney. You are a star.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Yeah.
We
love working with you, and hopefully
too.
We get to work with you again. But tell us what's next for you. We know that you've done some live performances, even though it's, you know, sort of COVID times and things are kind of weird.
Yeah. I'm trying to perform. It is obviously weird right now. I'm gonna look into the promenade, like forest, and see if I can perform there again.
Yeah.
I recently performed there, so. But nothing as for what's next, I'm not really sure. I just I don't really write that many songs, so I'm going to try to get back on that once all the school stuff is, you know, all the craziness is, like, done. But
yeah,
for
absolutely.
Now, I'm, yeah.
Well, so well, great
we'll
to hear from you.
Keep in touch with you for sure. Keep us posted. We'd love to hear some new
music. Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah.
And thank you for supporting KXFM as well. So great to have your call.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
All right.
We'll talk Goodbye. To you soon.
Okay, bye, you guys.
Okay.
All right. So I think we're going to jump to the next caller. We have Maggie on the phone. Ghost in Real Life is her stage name. And we'll see if we can get her on.
She's a phenomenal recording artist and producer.
You there, Maggie?
Hello.
Hi, Maggie.
Hey.
It's nice to have you on. So tell us, what are you working on?
So I have my official remix, my first official remix coming out December 3rd, which is very exciting. And I have a live stream tomorrow. And I also have a possible EP coming up next year, which is very exciting. So it'll be my first EP as well. So yeah, lots of things in the works.
That's awesome. I think we're going to be actually playing one of your songs. So stay tuned so you can hear it on the radio.
So Maggie, this is a big deal, right? I mean, I'm looking at the remix that you did and the artists that you're working with. And as a musician sort of growing up, you know, you're kind of struggling and stuff like that. And then you get sort of involved with somebody that's got some name. And then you become what they call the real deal. You know what I mean? Like the big deal. So tell us about the song that we're going to play. And then what else do you have going on, like, in the future? Because I'm sure you got some pretty big plans.
Yeah. So this song is a remix of this artist, Chesco. And I think he also has a friend of his, DaWave, on it, I guess, is another producer. But it was part of his album called Inside Gen. Now, this artist is located in Spain, which is kind of cool. And he's got quite a bit of a following out there, which is really awesome. So his manager reached out to me and was just like, we'd love to have you remix one of the songs. And he just kind of let me choose one. And I chose Rise Up. The song's got a really great message, and just the energy in it is just really, really powerful. So I kind of connected with it and just put my own spin on it.
Your music has so much energy, and that's just amazing that you're working and collaborating with international artists.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
And she records out of Laguna Sound.
Yeah.
So why don't we go ahead and play that one? That's called Rise Up. And we're going to hear it right now. So thank you so much for your call and your support for KXFM and also for Laguna Sound. And just keep up all the amazing work.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, here we go. Remix, Maggie.
Thank you.
Jason on the line. Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh my gosh, Jason, it's so good to hear from you. This is Jason Prefontaine. He is an amazing artist. I'm going to have him tell us a little bit about his background, but he's just a great friend, and he's recorded at Laguna Sound, and he supports a lot of people within town. He's a teacher. He teaches singing and piano. So a lot of people know Jason, and we're just so glad to hear from you. So Jason, tell us a little bit about your background, just so everybody can hear about your history with musical theater and choir.
Yeah, I used to be in the All-American Boys Chorus for about 6 years. We traveled all over the world, and then I started doing theater for a long time, started writing musical theater, got to work with some really cool people on Broadway, and then got this group together, Anthem 4. We've been kind of learning how to sing together, and I've been arranging these songs for our group, and we've been recording at Laguna Sound, which has been exciting.
Absolutely. Well, I've heard it myself, and it is amazing. We are going to be playing that song a little bit later, or one of your songs. So
awesome, great.
But let me hand over to Frank. I know he really wants to talk to you.
Yeah,
as well.
So tell us about, because I mean, this is a pretty, you got some pretty powerhouse vocals that are collaborating with you, right? So maybe introduce them, who's in the group and what type of songs you guys have been recording.
Yeah, we got some big, strong voices. Gary Trinidad is our bass. Raquel Benavides is our alto. Stephanie Wright is our soprano. And then I'm the tenor of the group, and I've been arranging the songs for us. And we're kind of sticking around with like our big anthem songs from musical theater, movies. Right now we're doing kind of a lullaby album of Disney songs with a little twist. So that's been exciting.
It's a powerhouse crew you got there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I know because, you know, when you guys are in the studio, you guys hear things that most people don't. I mean, I know when you guys go through the songs, you say, okay, we need to redo this part or that part. So this thing is literally perfect. I mean, it is absolutely a gorgeous song.
Yeah, we're pretty picky with
yeah, but that's yeah. Why it's so good.
You know, it's funny recording them. Because it's, but here's a funny story, right? Because usually when you have an artist that you're recording, a solo vocalist or something like that, I'm usually the one sort of giving input and stuff. But the four of them together. I never get a chance to talk. They're all giving each other feedback and, criticism, and it is pretty fun to witness. So we're excited to play the song, Jason. This is You'll Never Walk Alone. And you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, I arranged this song kind of at the beginning of this whole COVID thing. And I think we were looking for a song that kind of gave us kind of hope and inspiration. And we hope that kind of portrays through the song for everybody that needs a little bit of a boost right now and hope. And
we could all use it through for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know you specialize in teaching and private training. How has that been during COVID?
It's been interesting. everything's online right now. So I'm doing FaceTime with all of my students. It's been a learning curve, but now we're kind of all working together and we know how to do it.
That's awesome. I mean, it's so great that you kept it going instead of just giving up on it and you guys found a way. So music is so important and it's so great that you're giving back to the younger generation. 100%. So
thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, it's very important to us.
Yeah. Well, it's so good to hear from you, Jason. And let's hear this song.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Jason. And thank you for supporting KXFM in Laguna Sound. We really appreciate it. And we're going to play your song now, You'll Never Walk Alone by Anthem 4.
Thank you.
Sweet silver.
Never Walk Alone. Can you believe
Beautiful
that song?
Song?
Wow, by Anthem 4. Just an amazing song. So thank you so much, Jason, for calling in and sharing your beautiful gift with all of us. We have a caller in now, Christian from Laguna yes. Beer Company. Thank you so much for
Hi,
calling
Christian.
In.
Hey, guys, happy Friday.
Happy yeah. Friday to you. We're going to probably come visit you right after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, beer and Fridays go really well together.
They certainly do. We've got a lot of cold beer for you guys when you get there.
Nice. Awesome. So how are things going for you guys with all this crazy COVID stuff? You guys staying busy?
You know, we are. It seems like every day is different, and we have new regulations every day that we're dealing with, but we've got an incredible customer base who have been super supportive, and we're really busting our butts to keep everything safe and distant for you guys. So, yeah, we're hanging in there.
That's awesome. Tell us some of the things that you guys have done to kind of keep the crowds going. I know that, just with all the outside seating and all that kind of stuff, it's been helpful. How's that helped you guys?
Yeah, we're really lucky. We got to expand our patios at all three of our locations significantly. So we have big beer gardens now at our Huntington, RSM, and Laguna spots. All the tables are 6 feet apart. We've got heaters out there.
Nice.
We've got touchless menus. So, yeah, we're trying to make it a super safe, super comfortable place for you to come and have a beer.
That's awesome.
It's just so impressive to be able to open during COVID your new location in Huntington.
Yeah. Kind of crazy timing, but it worked out okay.
Tell us about that one. Where in Huntington is that located?
Yeah, so that's at the Bella Terra Mall.
Oh, beautiful place.
We're right by, really cool spot. We're right by Solita and Eureka Burger.
Cool.
Really cool spot. We've got a huge outdoor patio there, really nice fountain out front. So, yeah, it's cool. We're getting the name out there. We actually just brewed a collaboration with Rip Beer Company up in Huntington Beach. They're one of our favorite breweries. Yeah, so that'll be ready in 2 weeks, and we're going to do a socially distanced kind of release party up there. But,
That's great.
Look for that one to come out soon.
Good for you guys to keep it creative and keep it going.
So, Christian, this is Frank, and I got to talk beer with you. So you guys have a pretty amazing menu, right? What's your top breweries right now?
We kegged two brand new IPAs today.
Awesome.
That were just released a couple hours ago. One of them is a hazy IPA with a ton of Citra, Simcoe, and Cashmere hops in it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's delicious.
All right, man. So we're going to come visit you right after this. All right?
Please do. Yeah, it's called Fog Machine. You'll love it.
Awesome. Can't not wait. Well, so thank you for calling in and supporting KXFM, man. And we all listeners, go check out the Laguna Beer Co. We love going there. We love visiting you. It's great to support local Laguna Beach businesses as well. Super appreciate you, man.
Yeah, we appreciate everything you guys do too as well.
Awesome. Absolutely. And for those Laguna people that don't like to leave town, they can stick with the Laguna location. And then for those who want to venture outside the city walls, you can go check out the Huntington Beach location.
Check out their IG, Laguna Beach Beer Company.
Sweet.
Awesome. Thanks, Christian. So I think we're going to
guys, have a great night.
Great. You too. Bye. I think we're going to play a song next. So this song, young group of musicians, the band is called Rozco, R-O-Z-C-O. Fantastic stuff. Kind of fresh and a little bit of punk rock. You got to listen to them. This song is called Kona Coffee from Rozco.
To airplane mode, going 55 on a pitch black road in the city of delight. And as I look up from my coffee cup, the light's still red, cause I just woke up in the hotel motorhome. But now I'm gonna scuba dive and get your candy, some popcorn seeds in Iran. I'm gonna catch a plane to Idaho, kiss a girl who I don't know. But sex is a drug and I overdose. Now what's our plan, going coast to coast? I'm getting scared like I saw her ghost. Running round on diet mode.
I won the war, but not the battle. I just got over you. So now I'm gonna scuba dive and catch a can, eat some pumpkin seeds in Ireland. I'm gonna catch a plane to Idaho, kiss a girl who I don't know. Cause Angie's a drug and I'd overdose. No one to blame, no one goes to those. But running tall like I saw a ghost. Running, running round undying me, it's time for me, it's time for me to die. I'm gonna scuba dive and catch a can, eat some poppy seeds in Ireland.
Coffee. You guys can't see me out there, but I'm like shaking my head back and forth because that song was so rocking. And it's by Roscoe. Frank, tell us about Roscoe.
Yeah, so a couple of the kids are local Laguna Beach kids. They're all Orange County. They're young. They came into the studio. They recorded a full album. They self-mixed it, which I think their mixes turned out fantastic, and we mastered it for them. So I'm excited to play the song, very, very first song of theirs. Got an album of like 12 songs. You can check them out. If you look them up on Instagram at Roscoe Band, I don't know their exact handle, but we'll get that out to you guys.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. I love supporting young talent like this.
That's awesome. And you know, we're coming up on our hour. We've had so much fun here today. Mary, can you help remind everyone how to donate?
Guys, make sure to donate. You guys can call in 949-715-KXFM.
Or 949-715-5936.
That's right.
And then their website is kxfmradio.org. So you can call or you can go online. Please help support this amazing radio station. We love the fact that this is a nonprofit and they support the community. How cool that we have our very own radio station in Laguna Beach.
Every donation counts, and let's keep radio alive.
Absolutely. And again, we are Laguna Sound, local business, downtown Laguna Beach. We do all sorts of things, as we've shared with you today, recording artists. And Frank, why don't you bring us home with a little overview of a Laguna Sound and what we bring to Laguna.
Yeah, we've been so privileged to just not only all of the musical artists that are in town, being able to support them with their recordings and things like that. We do host a number and produce a number of podcasts. We've also been fortunate enough to work on some films, lots of films for Bobby Razzak, which we do, television shows on Adult Swim and Fox Studios, including The Simpsons. And it's just amazing amount of talent,
voiceover
advertisements out there. So it's been just a thrill to sort of work with all those different types of artists out there.
And where do you want to give people like kind of where to find us online?
You go to Laguna Sound Studios online.
LagunaSoundStudio.com.
LagunaSoundStudio.com.
Our IG is Laguna Sound.
Yeah. Nice.
And we're just so honored to be a partner of KXFM. We love this radio station. We love all the people here, and we're just so privileged to be able to do this. So
yeah, so keep it local, keep it awesome, and you guys have a lovely day from Laguna Sound and KXFM Radio.
When I wake up in the morning, sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna
when the day that lies ahead of me seems impossible to face. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely. The day the light.